Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is Hockman and Crowder on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
And now, coming to the microphone, live from Miami, it's Mark Hockman! And last but not least, Jerry Crowder!
It's a ridiculous open.
I love it.
Gets more ridiculous every time. What do we do at the top of the hour? Before we get rolling here, what do we do at the top of the hour?
Try to give away money.
Try to give away money.
Just good people.
That Quan.
What?
From Jerry Maguire.
I know what you're talking about.
The Quan. Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's the 560 WQAM Slam Dunk Contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word audio. Audio right now to 72881. Text the word audio to 72881 and you are registered. AUDIO. The text number is 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at the top of the next hour, so about 3 o'clock. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Go ahead, text the word audio, AUDIO, right now to 72881, and maybe you will be this hour's national winner. Before we get rolling, we got a lot of Dolphin stuff to get to, a lot of changes going on. I have found someone in this building, no less. I can't believe in America, but in this building, sports radio building, I was coming on the air here at 2 o'clock, and I was passing Amelia DeVita in the hall. She does the traffic here. And Amelia, she's in the other studio there with Falera.
Thanks,
well, I was used to Solana yesterday. I had to keep reminding myself that it ended with a feminine vowel.
He's feminine, too.
Yeah, should really be Solano and Falera.
Yeah.
So Amelia DeVita is back there. And I said to you in the hallway, are you filling out a bracket?
Yeah, what an intro. I don't know what that is, but I have heard of brackets as the things that you put on walls to hold stuff up.
Which are indeed brackets.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know those kinds because you drill them into the wall.
Yeah, hold up TVs.
Literally did not, and so I was shocked. I'm like, what? And she was like, what's a bracket? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
And then she's like, does that have to do with sports? And I really thought that everyone on the planet, well, everyone in the United States would fill out a bracket. Moms, grandmoms, aunties. I figure everyone come March fills out.
Okay, but I'm still in the dark, guys. What's a bracket?
So you don't know what March Madness is?
Is everybody mad? That's what Big O told me.
Yeah, well,
everyone gets mad in March.
Big O
really
lives
angry.
His life mad. I don't even think he was trying to screw with you. He was telling you that he's always mad. That's his default. So you don't know what March Madness is.
No.
You don't know what filling out a bracket is. You don't know what bracketology is.
Is filling out a bracket a form?
Yeah. No,
okay.
Yeah. But it's a bracket of 64.
She's Australian, man.
Looks like you don't say. Now, what tipped you off?
That little funny talk she has.
The different language, right?
You see the bracket here? There's 64 teams, and so there's 32 games to pick, and you pick who wins each game.
Is this like an NFL draft?
No, not exactly. I mean,
there's teams playing each other.
Okay.
And you pick who's going to win and then who's going to win the next game.
But this is the end of the year tournament. So you've watched these teams all season long. And now this is the big tournament. It's called March Madness. You've never heard of that?
Nah.
Never heard of March Madness?
Never.
Never filled out a bracket.
Well, I have only been here like a year, so last year I didn't hear about it, so no.
All right. Well, would you
Brisbane.
Like to? Would I'm sorry?
Brisbane.
You're just going to name cities in Australia?
Darwin.
Is that what you're doing?
No, Canberra.
All right.
You my Perth.
Thank you. Yeah. Perth is a city, though. So to say to someone, you're my Perth, it doesn't make much sense.
No.
Hugh Jackman.
We could do a bracket of Aussie things. We could do a bracket of Aussie things, like Hugh Jackman versus a Vegemite
Kidman.
Sandwich. Like a Hugh Jackman would be like, say, a two seed. So that's someone very good, and a Vegemite sandwich would be a 16. Like,
what about
there.
Thor? Chris Hemsworth. He's Australian.
I love that guy.
I love him.
Love that guy. So yeah. You do
I'll
not know
a child with him.
What a bracket is. A March Madness bracket.
No.
You don't know what
well,
it is.
Well, now I kind of do. Thanks for that.
All right. Can you print one off for her, Falero? And let's have her fill one out. I think it would be funny to track Amelia DeVita's bracket on this show and see if you do better than any of the experts that we have on, right? Why
I'm
not?
Kill it.
All right. All right, Falero, can you give her a bracket?
Yeah, I can do it.
It's maybe what everybody else does.
Get her in. Of course. I mean, throwing darts. I mean, what does anybody know? Fill out maybe a five-hour energy bracket for her, too. All right?
Yeah, let's
all
do
right.
that.
There you go. Thank you, Amelia.
Okay.
How
anything
you feel
going
about
on?
Rupert Murdoch.
Anything? Do you know who Rupert Murdoch is?
Yeah, he's a business magnate.
Magnate. He owns Fox News. He owns Fox News. Boy, I tell you, I apologize on behalf of Americans.
The writing was small.
Hey, you know what? He's doing well. He knows Brisbane and Perth.
Well is a overstatement, but we've got a rookie here, a rookie bracketologist, and Amelia DeVita is going to fill out a bracket, and we'll let you know what it is.
I'm excited, boys. Thank you.
And anything going on in traffic that we need to know? Anything pressing?
No, not pressing just yet.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right, Amelia DeVita, traffic,
Lantana.
Aussie traffic,
huh? Lantana.
Lantana. I like when she says Yamato.
Yamato. Like
there's a backup on Yamato. I like when she does the thing for Cece's Pizza. Cece's Pizza.
You can't sit and make fun of her. She still
I'm not making
us.
Fun of her. I like
well,
it. Cece's Pizza.
That's a little teaser.
All right. So here's the Dolphins, Cody Parkey. I didn't even know that he was going anywhere. That shocked me.
Woke up this morning and said, Parkey's gone?
He was good, man. Yes. That was a really reliable kicker.
You got rid of another guy that was good, huh?
Like, I'm telling you, like, you know, you're goofing around. This is a completely different Dolphins team that you are going to be seeing.
Master plan.
What is it?
I wish I knew.
Get rid of all the quality players and start from scratch? Like, I don't understand.
You're going to have a lot of question marks, but Jarvis wasn't Jarvis before he was juiced. You see what I'm saying? They're trying to find the next one.
But Cody Parkey was good. Like, I just don't understand the logic on some of these. And I guess he's obviously a free agent, so he gets a better offer from Chicago, but why not make him a good offer? Like, to me, having a reliable kicker, it's kind of important, don't you think?
To see what that Robert Aguayo.
Yeah, Roberto Aguayo.
Or whatever. Yeah, he was on two teams. So that means that there's not a lot of kickers out there because that guy is a head case.
Yeah.
That surprised me with Cody Parkey because, like, it's funny. Like you say, with a rubber. You rather have one and not need him than need one and not have him. Like a kicker. You need a damn kicker sometimes.
A rubber.
Isn't that
but I mean, like, where are we in 1979?
What do you call it?
I don't call them anything. Well, I call them history.
I haven't touched one in a while.
I call them unnecessary.
But you see, rubber. That's
rubber.
Not a good analogy anymore.
No, well, no, the analogy's fine. Just calling a condom a rubber is funny. Like, that's your dad's era.
Rubber. So what do you say?
Condom.
No.
Protection.
Protection.
Jimmy
what,
hat.
Are you a health teacher?
Jimmy hat.
Hey, bro. Man, you got some protection over
there,
brother?
Yeah, protection.
No, man.
Prophylactic.
No, that's an older one.
Yeah, that's an
no,
older
one. No, I used to use rubbers. Yeah, I used
you
to
called
rubbers.
Them rubbers?
Rubbers, yeah.
Huh. You used to use them.
Well, get Amelia back in here. Let's see what she has to say. No.
Lantana.
Gratney.
Adam Beasley in the Miami Herald. I thought he wrote something that was kind of spot on today. So he writes, Dolphins' latest roster shakeup, what it all means. This is retooling for sure, but it is not a rebuild. By moving on from arguably their best two players in the span of a week, some have wondered if the Dolphins are just hitting the reset button. We here are most certainly not. Okay, so he's obviously talking to someone at the Dolphins. He says they're not. If the Dolphins were tearing it all down, Why trade for Robert Quinn, taking on a contract that'll pay him $11.5 million this year? Yes, the Dolphins have shed a ton of salary in recent days, more than $38 million this year alone between Ndamukong Suh, Jarvis Landry, and Lawrence Timmons. And more is coming in the form of Julius Thomas and, as Armando Salguero points out, perhaps Juwan James too. But just because big-name players are heading out the door, a smart observer would withhold judgment until the full offseason picture comes into focus. The Dolphins will have the money they need to target the free agents they want, and we do not expect them to spend on the sexiest names, but rather on smart, tough players who are good leaders. And we obviously, we learned that today, right? Because they're paying how much to Albert Wilson? I think it's 3 years, 24.
Yeah,
so
888.
All right. So that kind of goes into what he's saying. Not the sexiest names.
Yeah.
And you know, tough players. They will have $17 million in additional cap space come June, which can be carried over if not used. And they will have a much healthier financial situation in the years to come. Sue was a very good player, productive for the Dolphins. He made the Pro Bowl in 2016 and should have gone in his other two seasons here. But is he a $19 million a year player? The market will dictate that in days to come. But here are a few reasons to doubt that he is. One, you can count on two, if not one hands, how many game-changing plays he made as a member of the Dolphins. This is the most important point. He was paid $60 million over the past 3 years for 15 and a half sacks and zero touchdowns. Now, I understand what Adam's saying there. He's not saying that he's supposed to score touchdowns, but when you're paying that sum of money, generally it translates to touchdowns for whoever you're investing in.
Yes.
Rarely does the defensive lineman get that. Number two, he jumped off sides a lot. Teams accepted 14 penalties committed by Sue in 2015 and 7 in each of the past 2 years. Three, should your highest paid player be a leader? Sue, while he tried to improve in that department, just does not have that makeup naturally. The Dolphins brought in Sue 3 years ago to fix their defense. He could not. So instead, they will use the money that would have gone to him to build a deeper roster. A final thought. Yes, Landry, and to a lesser extent Sue, were stars in this market. Fans gravitated to them. They sold jerseys. But last year, the Dolphins went 6-10 and were below average on offense and average at best on defense. Sue and Landry, as Miami's top players, share some of the blame for that. The Dolphins were not good when they combined to account for $20 million of their salary cap. So how good of a team would the Dolphins be with Landry and Sue in 2018 when they were set to count more than twice that amount? I thought it was pretty well written by Adam Beasley there. I think he hits on a lot of points where you go, okay, it hurts as a Dolphins fan to get all these guys out the door, but financially it does make sense.
And how it was set up. I just looked at some playoff teams from last year and where their numbers are this year. Philly, New England, Kansas City, Atlanta, and Pittsburgh, and I had the Dolphins in. Sue's the highest paid player on all those teams this year. He's not moving the needle like a Big Ben or a guy named Tom Brady or a Matt Ryan. And he's making more money than he would have made more money than all of them last year. Exactly what Adam Beasley's saying. Is he good? Is 15 sacks we appreciated? Did he take up two blockers? Yes. Can you justify that kind of money for his production? We talked about it yesterday. Name your top three Ndamukong Suh plays over the last couple of years.
Yeah, we couldn't do it. I mean, we literally couldn't do
Choking out, what was it, Joe Flacco? Who'd he choke out in that damn Ravens game?
I think he clotheslined Joe Flacco, didn't he?
That was him. Like, that's what popped up when you asked me yesterday. So, I'm there. Do you need good defensive tackles? Yes. Is Ndamukong Suh going to help a team? We came to that conclusion. Everybody knows yes. Is he worth that money? No. We talked about it.
Be interesting to see who gives him what?
I think Sue was we have to get rid of him. I believe Jarvis, I think they wanted to move on from Jarvis. I think they looked at it, business plan, that master plan. That's what I'm going to call it. That master plan I'm talking about, and said Sue can't be in this master plan. We need that money. But those teams I was talking about, those playoff teams, all of them, Brady 22, Gilmore 12, McCourty 12, Gronk 11, Big Ben 23, AB 17. Then they go down to 11, 12 for Pouncey, 8 for Shazier. You have a couple top guys, and then you fall in that 10, that 11 to 8 range with a bunch of real, real good players. I think the Dolphins are trying to change their approach, change their salary cap structure. It's almost obvious exactly what they're doing. Ryan's going to be your big dog. And they got to start slotting some guys under that.
It reminds me of, you know, like a friend who always had a big house and a couple of luxury cars. And then all of a sudden says to you one day, you know, this is crazy. I'm living month to month here, and I'm going to downsize the house, and I don't need to be driving a luxury car. And they just kind of change the way that they approach living. That seems to be what the Dolphins are doing here.
Why you got a 12-car garage and you only got 6 cars?
It's such a great point by 21 Savage.
Why you got a 12-car garage and you only got 6 cars?
Really, it's such a valid point. Why would you have a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars?
Storage.
Later on in today's program, I'm going to read you, though, what Alex Marvez wrote about Ndamukong Suh for the Sporting News, because it's kind of the opposite. It's interesting how you can have guys that cover the NFL see things, and we see it on radio all the time. People have different opinions on different things. But later on, I'll read you what Alex Marvez wrote in Sporting News, and it's just a different twist on what happened with the Dolphins and Ndamukong Suh.
Honestly, if you think about Sue, think about this with Sue. If Sue was on a team with a good offense and he can just go crazy, he could be better.
Again, it's, you know, I'll always go back to that Marlins argument, but it really is the chicken and the egg thing. You know, is Ndamukong Suh not worth the money because he didn't change the defense enough? Or did you ask him to do so much on his own offensively and defensively because there was no offense last season that it was an impossible task for anyone? And, you know, and really probably the answer is both. I mean, if you have a great team, Ndamukong Suh is going to make it better. He really is. And you may not question what you're paying him.
Oh, that was, I'm, you know, a Buccaneers fan with Sapp. I loved Warren Sapp when he was a Buck. There was some terrible teams that Sapp was a part of.
Yeah.
He still did his thing. Everybody respected him, but they weren't going to a Super Bowl every year.
But Ndamukong Suh did do his thing.
And
like, if you thought his thing was going to be getting 12 sacks a year, that's on you. Like,
not
that's
him.
Not, it's not what he does.
I'm interested. I'm more interested to see his market value than Landry.
Oh.
Did you see what Sammy Watkins just did?
Yeah. What did Sammy Watkins get? What did he end up
getting?
3 for 48?
It's around 16 mil a year.
16 a year. Jarvis, we're talking about where the Dolphins value Jarvis and where Jarvis valued himself. Jarvis, where the market's going, Jarvis might have been dead on where his number was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sammy just got 16?
Because there's teams out there with the money to spend. And you saw New Orleans today. I think they're coming to a 2-year deal with Drew Brees, 2 years, $50 million.
Hmm.
And what is it? Kirk Cousins going to Minnesota?
On a fully guaranteed
fully
contract.
Fully guaranteed contract.
How much?
It's 3 years. This dude has made unbelievable money. How much is the 3-year contract?
3 year, $84 million.
Fully.
And 64, right? You say mean 64?
No, 84.
For 3 years?
Fully guaranteed. Fully
this Kirk,
guaranteed.
This Kirk Cousins is cool with God or the devil. One of the two. But
it's
he is
unbelievable.
Making bank.
It's unbelievable what he's done over the past 2 seasons and then what'll be the next 3 seasons.
3 for 82?
Jason Lockenfora going to join us next?
He's supposed to.
All right. NFL insider Jason Lockenfora from CBS. Obviously very busy, but he's scheduled to join us next. We can get caught up on all the free agency hoo-ha. Here's something I know for a fact. You know, we're talking about having a 12-car garage and only 6 cars. We're talking about living on a budget and whatnot. A lot of people listening right now probably carry around a few credit cards and maybe carry around credit card debt, and maybe you're even just paying the monthly minimum. You see, the Finns had to dig themselves out of that problem. Now maybe it's your turn to follow suit. You know, the average interest rate on credit card debt is 17% APR. You've got to look at your interest rate. I don't care what your balance is. I don't care how much you're carrying. You have to look at your interest rate. You can save money by consolidating your credit card debt and lowering your interest rate. What if you could combine all your credit card balances into one low fixed monthly payment? Wait no longer. Let me tell you about Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan. This can be a game changer for anyone listening right now, because this could take such a huge weight off your shoulders. We've all bought things in the past knowing that maybe it'll take us a while to pay it off, perhaps a defensive lineman. And then you got to consolidate. But why be saddled with huge interest rates and multiple bills to pay every month? That's where Lightstream comes in. Get a credit card consolidation loan with a fixed interest rate as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. You could save thousands of dollars in interest. We all know every dollar counts. They've got loans from $5,000 to $100,000 and no fees. You see the interest rate before you apply. The application is 100% online, very important, so you do it at your own convenience. And Lightstream, by the way, is a division of SunTrust Bank, so you can be confident you're working with one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions out there. Apply today. Get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way, though, for my listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Hochman, my last name, H-O-C-H-M-A-N. That's Lightstream.com/Hochman, L-I-G-H-T-S-T-R-E-A-M, Lightstream.com/Hochman, H-O-C-H-M-A-N. I would absolutely do that today. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding.
Why you got a 12 car garage and you only got 6 cars?
Radio.com.
Oh, I like it, Falero. Is this Culture Club?
Yes, it is.
Love it.
You get it?
Oh, changing the culture.
Yeah.
Ah, I did not get it.
Came back on point today, didn't it?
And I get it. Yeah, Falero is on point. Jason Lockenfora, he is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He doesn't have time to waste. This is a very busy day. How he agreed to come on our show, I have no idea when things are happening. He's the NFL insider for CBS Sports. Busiest time of year for him. How do you carve out 10 minutes for us? That's ridiculous, Jason.
Well, I'm multitasking. I'll put it that way.
All right. Look at you. Danny Amendola to the Dolphins. You hearing anything about that? We're starting to hear that.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, look, if they could get two guys in, let's say, you know, at making combined less than what they would have had to give Landry for 1 year of service, then I think that's a considerably smarter way to try to skin that cat. You know, now Amendola's had, you know, injury issues, and so that has to be a concern. But he's obviously somebody who has made his money in high traffic areas, who has done things in the slot where the going can be tough. I mean, that's kind of what Albert Wilson does as well. So I'll be interested to see how Adam Gase deploys all these guys. I imagine they're going to be forcing teams to draw a lot of attention to those two. And maybe that opens things up on the outside for a guy like Parker if he can put it together. But I look, you know where I thought about spending $16 million on Jarvis Landry. And so I get this in concept. I'm interested to see how it plays out in practice.
And Jason, was that a mistake, Laura, how that went down? The Dolphins end up on the bad side of 4-7 for their number one receiver?
I mean, when he wasn't signed, and you knew he wasn't going to sign there because they were so far apart on money. I mean, at that point, it's going to be a sunk cost and a lost cause either way. Personally, I'd have just let him walk and find out what the comp pick would be and move on from it that way, because what you're going to get in trade, really, I don't think is going to be more than that. And I know they have analytics people there, and they, you know, did their thing trying to figure out what it might be and how they might spend their money. And, you know, they would tell you, oh, well, it's not, you know, we wouldn't have got a 3 for Landry because when we ran our stuff, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if I'd quite buy that or not. The reality is, though, that's just too much money. I mean, I just, you know, they should have traded him a year ago, really, because even then you were hearing that this was going to be, he's going to be too rich for their blood in all likelihood. And the kind of contract he was seeking, given the fact that it's, you know, 9 yards a catch, it's tough sledding. And those guys don't usually make that kind of money. They don't make number one wide receiver money, by and large, for a reason.
Jason Lockenfora, NFL insider for CBS Sports, is with us. Ndamukong Suh obviously released. We've heard the words culture change over and over and over when hearing about these Dolphins moves. Why do they require such a culture change?
Well, they when's the last time they've won consistently?
I mean, they made the playoffs a season before last.
Okay. That way they got the new regime and they changed the culture, I guess, temporarily. But I said consistently.
No, it's been a while.
When's the last time they had back-to-back seasons above 500? Not that that's a super high threshold, but.
I don't know. I understand what you're saying.
All that recently.
But it seems like a weird time, doesn't it? For the third season of a new head coach. Like, you would do the culture change, like you said, at the beginning, at the onset of Adam Gase's tenure. I think it's a weird time.
Well, they already had made a lot of commitments before Gase got here.
Right.
So, I mean, look, the Sue thing, I don't know that I would look at that as culture change. I'll go back to what I reported in October. The owner was sick of paying him $20 million a year to win between six and, you know, eight games most years. Like, ultimately, is it putting fannies in the seats? And where are we in the standings? And if we reset the market for defensive players 3 years ago or whatever it was, and this is where we stand now, you know what? I got to get out of this contract at some point. And when the owner's talking in April to confidants and saying, this is not working out, then I got news for you. Unless your team automatically, you know, all of a sudden turns it around and has an unbelievable second half of the season, the guy will be gone because the buck stops with the owner and they don't want to keep throwing $20 million a year. I won't say down the drain, but and not that he's not a great player, but you want to look at bang for your buck, and at some point you got to bite the bullet. They should have never restructured it in the first place. That's where just let it ride it out. I mean, when they kicked the can down the curb some more, I figured that would come back to bite them from a cap standpoint. And now you're giving a guy, I know you're saving four or whatever, but you're having a guy burn off $20 million of your cap to play for somebody else. It's not ideal. Didn't like the contract when they signed it. Didn't think that's the guy who you all of a sudden, like, that's the first big thing Tannenbaum does. Is that going to change the Miami Dolphins for good? Well, it turned out it didn't, to the point where, you know, now they're eating that. And look, culture change. I mean, it's always been sort of staccato there. We fire the coach, but not the GM. And this guy's a holdover, but he's not. And let's still keep a lot of Parcells people in the building even now. Like, I don't know, man. I guess it starts at the top, and they've never quite got it sorted all the way down. And it affects the locker room. I guess it affects everything. But that's I don't know, man. You got to ask. They got to have a press conference. You got to ask these questions.
I know. I'm waiting. I'm waiting to hear. I'm waiting. Yeah.
Let's see what they say.
I'm waiting to hear.
You know what I mean? I can't sit here and give you all the thinking behind it because I'm not even Monday morning quarterback. A lot of this stuff in real time. So, you know, it's just like, really? Okay, I guess.
What do you think Ndamukong Suh is going to command on the open market, and who might be interested?
I mean, I would think depending on if he really wants to win and if he's going to say, I made a ton of money and, you know, I've kind of been there, done that, but I really want to win. I mean, it's going to be up to him and how much he's willing to put that stuff before money. If he wants to max out, I'm sure there's teams that would max out with him. I mean, what is he, right around 30? It's not like he's decrepit or anything like that. So you could look at teams like the Browns that still have more cap space than God. And are willing to make a splash, and they just sent Danny Shelton out, so they've got room for a D-tackle, although they've got some decent depth there. But, I mean, look, if he wants to play for New England, I'm sure Bill Belichick, even with Danny Shelton, might be able to find a way to make that happen. He ships, you know, Malcolm Brown out or whatever. But, again, you'd have the Jets, you'd have the Browns, teams like that, they're going to have money to burn. If it's not about that, then any contending team would try to find a way to bring him in if he's willing to do it for, you know, 1 year, $10 million or something like that. I mean, what, Don Terry Poe did a 1 year, $8 million deal. Suh is significantly better than him. But I don't know. It's going to really come down to the player. I mean, if he's listened to Warren Buffett's advice and wisely invested all that money he's made from Stephen Ross the last few years, that maybe he just wants to go to New England and win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. I don't know.
Jason, you brought up the Browns. Jarvis going up there. We were talking about it. Can the Browns be good, man? Duke Johnson in the backfield. Maybe get Saquon Barkley. You got Tyrod Taylor. You got Josh Gordon. Now Jarvis Landry inside. I know it's crazy to ask, but can they do something?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about the Barkley thing at one. I don't think John Dorsey goes that way. I don't think there's any reason to do that. I mean, unless this guy is Walter Payton, unless he's Barry Sanders. Because if he's Zeke Elliott, I mean, you found guys last year in the third round who outproduced Zeke Elliott. Yeah. So I don't know. That position to me just doesn't hold enough value, and I suspect it doesn't with John Dorsey because he's the guy who drafted Kareem Hunt in the third round last year, and last I checked, he led the NFL in rushing. I think it's a quarterback or the future is still their priority. But in the meantime, they've gotten much better in the present. It's not exactly like the Bengals and the Ravens are gangbusters either. I mean, the Browns could maybe sneak into 6-7 wins next year and be the second-best team in that division. It wouldn't entirely shock me. They've still got more money to spend. They've still got things they want to do. If they're able to bring in a top-flight corner, and then all – it's not just the first and the fourth draft pick. Even with the picks they've traded, they've still got, I mean, an inordinate amount of picks throughout the draft. And Dorsey's pretty good, much better than anything they've had there in a long time. So – yeah, I think the Browns can get better on two tracks at the same time. Better for tomorrow and better for, 3 years down the line.
Who's going to win a Super Bowl first, the Browns or the Dolphins?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
Push.
Is there neither? I mean, I don't know. I mean, look,
Patriots.
Who knows? I don't know who the Browns quarterback, I don't know what quarterback they've drafted yet, and I don't know how he's going to develop and all that stuff. And look, I still think Hugh Jackson is not going to be the coach who gets them over the top. So I still feel like the Browns haven't completely resolved all their issues either.
What about the Dolphins quarterback situation? Would you take a Baker Mayfield at 11 if he was available?
Personally, I would think long and hard about it. I would. I don't know that he's going to be available then, though. I think that's an assumption right now. I don't know that I can say that that's probable. If they don't take him, a team like Baltimore at 16 would. I don't think he gets past them. Him or the Oklahoma State kid. I think the Ravens could lock in on. So yeah, they really want this thing with Tannehill to work. There's no doubt about that, and they're trying to put weapons around him. And they're so far down that road that, this is sort of who they are, and they're going to, give it another shot. And it's been unfortunate. I mean, it's just been bad. I mean, a lot of this stuff has been freaky. It's been bad luck. It's not the kid's fault. It happens sometimes. But I don't know if they'd go first round. I don't know if they'd go QB there. I really don't. I mean, it's going to depend on who else is on the board and how many other things are gone and whatever else. But I just know they really want this Tannehill thing to work.
Jason, what secret can I tell my son about Kirk Cousins? Because he is just racking up. 3 years, $86 million with the Vikings, likely to sign that deal. Got franchised 2 years in a row. Well, he's going to open his own bank. Is he this good, Jason?
He played the system, man. The system tried to play him, and he played the system. I mean, the first thing I'd tell you is, be lucky enough to have somebody as incompetent as Bruce Allen handling your contract situation. That's the first thing you got, because there's not a whole lot of him in this league. So you got to stumble into him and Dan Snyder, and then you've got to have them continually try to force your hand, and then you got to go out and keep throwing for 4,200 yards and around 30 touchdowns, and then you got to hit the open market well before your 30th birthday, and then be there at a time when you're the top dog standing, and his agent has done a tremendous job. The Redskins have botched this from the beginning. They could have had him originally on probably a 5-year, $40 to $45 million deal. The owner said no way. That's when he first became the starter. Then they could have had him on a 3-year, $60 million deal. The owner said no way. So instead they end up giving him what did he get, 20 and 20, $44 million for 2 years, and now he's about to bank another 90. Good for him.
I mean, good Lord, it's insane. Jason Lockenfora, NFL insider, CBS Sports, very busy time of year for him. We appreciate it. Do you have time to fill out a March Madness bracket, or there's no time for even that?
It's not about time. I just don't pay any attention to college basketball.
Really? You're such a huge sports fan.
I am. I just, the NCAA, I don't, big-time college sports just kind of makes me want to puke in my hands, so.
You're excited about baseball season,
start
though.
Paying the kids. Start paying the kids and not pretending that they're free labor, and I might get into them more.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think you and I are probably tilting at windmills on that one, though. Jason,
yeah.
Jason Lockenfora, thank you for making time for us, Jason.
You got it, guys. Have a good one down there. Thank you.
He is busy and very kind to give us his time.
Tilting at windmills.
Tilting at windmills.
What's that?
That means you're shouting into the wind and nothing's ever going to change. Tilting at windmills. You could,
is that one of old sayings?
I guess so.
Little House on the Prairie?
I guess so.
Oh, okay.
It may just be a smart saying.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's one of the two.
A lot of windmills. I saw six coming to work
today. I'm just saying the saying, you not knowing it, would lead me to believe it's either old or smart. It's one of the two. There's two variables as to why you might not know tilting at windmills.
You calling me dumb?
Now, see that? You figured out.
Hey, come in and you want to.
How much do I love Duffy's? If you listen to the show, by the way, your friend Vernon Carey is going to join us in about 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, Big Vern's coming on.
You've told me so many stories. I can't wait to find out what he really thinks of you.
Bad.
How much do I love Duffy's? If you listen to this show, you know I love that place. In fact, you and I are doing the show Friday at the Duffy's in Plantation.
Free food?
That will be the first time that I've been back there since my date with Brady Quinn. That's the location we had the Brady Quinn date. I'm going to invite him.
He's not going to go.
Vernon? What about Vernon Carey? Maybe he'll go.
After the interview today, we'll see if he liked you or not.
All right. Well, we're doing our show Friday. Come out and join us. Duffy's and Plantation. No better place to watch a huge sporting event or just hang out with friends and family than Duffy's. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. You can celebrate St. Patrick's Day Friday and Saturday at Duffy's. Half-pound corned beef and cabbage served with red potatoes and baby carrots for just $12.95 plus $4 Guinness pints. I asked yesterday Crowder and Solana if they could drink a Guinness. Falero, could you drink a Guinness pint? Is that something that you could down?
No, I drink water.
Yeah, I can't drink that either. But if you do, Duffy's, Friday and Saturday. You know you're not going to find a better place to celebrate St. Patrick's than Duffy's. Now, you know you're going to immerse yourself in college basketball this month. Duffy's has daily specials during all games, including 5 for $10 Miller Lite and Coors Light buckets, 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. This is super cool. You can enter Duffy's Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. So don't worry if your bracket busts early, by the way, because all participants receive a free appetizer just for completing a Duffy's bracket. And there's a chance to win $1 million for a perfect bracket. Go to DuffysMVPBracket.com for more info. DuffysMVPBracket.com. That'll give you more info. Duffy's has so many great things going on, so many daily specials. Wednesday nights, kids eat free. Thursdays, the barbecue rib fix, half rack of fall-off-the-bone baby backs, and a side for under $10. And you know, you got Duffy's all over South Florida. And again, we're going to be doing our show Friday, Duffy's in Plantation. Want you to join us. If you want to find the Duffy's nearest you, check out their website, DuffysMVP.com.
Radio.com.
We're not the healthiest brought in, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Jarvis for Danny.
Danny Amendola, and
you have your answer.
What their plan was?
Not what their plan was, but who's going to make up the 100 catches? Who's going to make up Jarvis's productivity?
Well, it's Danny Amendola and Albert Wilson.
There we go.
There you go.
50 catches apiece.
50 catches each, or go get a tight end. Give each of those guys 40 catches. Tight end catches 20 balls. Boom. There's your production.
There goes your plan.
There's your production. Crowder loves Alexander Ovechkin. We bet on him once because we walked past him in the tunnel at the BB&T Center, and we lost that bet, but Crowder was impressed by his size.
He's huge.
Alexander Ovechkin last night, I don't know if you saw this. I know you're a huge fan of his now. He scored his 600th goal.
Fourth one to do it.
Let's listen to it.
Loose in front of Hellebuck, who lost his goal stick. Wilson with a chance. Rebound, they score! And there it is! On the rebound!
20th person to do it.
Fourth youngest.
Fourth fastest.
There you go. Is that a stat?
It's just funny. It just, that's our show perfectly. Fourth ever to do it. 20th ever. Fourth youngest. Fourth fastest. Boom.
I was right in my mind still.
Yeah, no, you still. You got it.
You know how he could, you know why he could do that?
Size.
Because he's a foot taller than everybody. Not impressive. This man is a damn monster.
Vernon Carey. He of the University of Miami. Crowder's former teammate. His
fishing
current
buddy.
Friend.
Yeah.
Vernon Carey scheduled to join us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.